Lord has made this Lord's Day for the celebration of our God, for our Lord Savior Jesus Christ and the power of His Spirit dwelling with us to let us know that our God is real. We hope that you are being blessed on this day, and thank you so much for joining us for the Ministry of the Word from the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church of San Bernardino, California. We are pleased to reach out to you across the miles and praying that you'll be blessed by what you hear and that your heart will receive the truth of the gospel in word and in song and prayer and however it comes to you. For faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Let's share from the Psalms of David, Psalm 124 in the New International Version reads like this. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I want to talk about the Lord who is on our side. If you did not know, this was a psalm of David written in the long ago of Old Testament times. You might think it was a freedom song, straight out of the civil rights movement, a song of thanksgiving to the Lord after facing water hoses and being chased and attacked by vicious dogs in what should have been a peaceful and lawful demonstration. You don't go through or come out of experiences like we have been through as a people without the help of the Lord. Thank God Malcolm, Martin, and Coretta, and Rosa, and all those fallen heroes whose names will never be heralded, they understood that the enemy was bigger and greater in strength than mere flesh and blood. Racism, hatred, bigotry are all bulletproof, and much more blood would have been spilled if we had tried to match the firepower of those committed to our mass destruction. Men and women full of wrath and the poison of prejudice created a tsunami that flooded this whole land and would have overwhelmed our souls. But we had faith in God and a song to sing. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? When lawmakers and the powers that be would not bend or break in their resolve to strip us of our human dignity, we believed we had, as God's creation, the Lord on our side. When they measured us as only 3/5 of a person and denied us the liberty and justice they said was for all, the Lord pronounced His judgment on America. And as He did for Israel, when He melted the hearts of Pharaohs, He sent prophets full of the power of God and proclaiming the law of God. They demanded the divine mandate of glory to be obeyed. Let my people go. Yes, as a good student of history, you should know well the Declaration of Independence, the Emancipation Proclamation, the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act. But as a student of the mighty acts of God, you should know that if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we would not be where we are today. Indeed, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Wherever men are willing to acknowledge there is a God, they want to have that God be on their side. The oppressors of South Africa, who kept apartheid alive and well for so long, were undergirded by a people who believed the Lord was on their side. The British in India no doubt believed the Lord was on their side until Gandhi showed them different. The Ku Klux Klan in this country burned crosses in the lawns of black people and dressed themselves in white, believing the Lord was on their side. One sure way to know if the Lord is on your side, is to make sure you are on his side. If you fight for justice tempered by mercy, you are on the Lord's side. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not letting yourself be seduced by the power or the riches of this world, you are on the Lord's side. If you do your best to lift somebody up instead of tearing somebody down, if you help somebody along the way and keep your living from being in vain, you are on the Lord's side, and you can expect the help of the Lord to see you through. Psalm 124 was a song of freedom for the nation, but it ought to be the testimony of every child of God as well, who has been leaning and depending on the Lord. Go down, Moses. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. It was for God's chosen nation, but I heard some of our foreparents say, didn't my Lord deliver Daniel? Then why not every man? Every man, woman, boy, and girl needs the help of the Lord. For mountains that are too high, for valleys that are too deep, for any river that is too wide to cross on your own, for problems you can't solve, for heartbreaks you can't mend, for crises you can't resolve, for sin and shame you can't take away, we need the help of the Lord. I love to hear the saints in devotion sing. Just ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. Jesus will carry you through. Some of you have been through the waters and then through the fire. Some of you have experienced racism and discrimination firsthand and are witnessing to a younger generation of people that are benefiting from your sacrifice. The Lord is willing to help you. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. And that's how we're going to make it, if we get any further than we are today. Is there a testimony? He walks with me, talks with me, tells me that I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'm going away, Jesus said, but I'll send you a comforter. Comforter means one who comes to the side of. Comforter means one like the other one, one who is that one himself. He's on our side, I tell you. He is the Lord who is on our side. He is not only on our side, he dwells within us. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. When you are on the Lord's side and he is on your side, you are on the winning team. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, nor be thou envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Ride on, King Jesus. Ride on, O conquering King. No man shall hinder thee. Praise God. And thankfully, no man shall hinder you if your decision today is to follow Jesus Christ and to own him as your Savior and your Lord. His arms are outstretched. His spirit is still calling. He's alive and well, and he wants to be Lord in your life. You have but to say, yes, Lord. You have but to say, come, O mighty King, and sit on the throne of my heart. Take my mind, take my heart, take my soul, I pray, and let the blood shed on Calvary cover me as well as those for whom you died so long ago. Oh, we invite you from the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church today to love the Lord and to offer yourself his servant to obey. You can call us at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church at 909-886-2527, and you can be in touch with someone who'd be pleased to pray with you, walk with you through your decision and your commitment and to your new life in Jesus Christ. We invite you to receive the grace of God to your own salvation. If you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, you shall indeed be saved. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. listen to the music now, the gospel, to reinforce this message. We pray that you will prepare to share with us in the table of the Lord's Supper. You can gather to yourself bread to be a sign of the body of Christ, and fruit juice to be a sign of the blood of Christ. And at my direction, we can share together in the Lord's Supper that is meant for all who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ to strengthen us for the life and the days ahead. Glory be to God. Amen.
Beams of heaven, as I go through this wilderness, down here below, guide my feet in my midnight into day. Beam of heaven, as I go, I'm going through this wilderness right here below. Need you to guide my feet in peaceful way. Turn my midnight, turn them into a bright shining day.
Apostle Paul, and raising up the Christian church of newfound believers in Jesus Christ, wanted them to know that they had a means by which they could be strengthened in their walk and renewed in their faith by coming together, linking a New Testament tradition with an Old Testament tradition of the Passover. This new tradition would highlight the sacrifice, not of the blood of lambs or goats or the like, but the blood of Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of the sins of those who by faith receive him as Lord. That is us today who receive the Lord Jesus Christ and believe the report concerning him. And so we are the New Testament church that is commanded to love as Jesus loved and to respect the ordinances that are left for us to remind us of who it is that we serve and how it is we are to be Christ-like in the manner with which we fellowship with one another and spread the witness of our Lord to those around the world who yet need to be saved. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 23, the apostle shares these words with the church. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are sick and weak among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come. The apostle is clear that we are to examine ourselves, but not to judge ourselves, for judgment belongs to God. We are told in the Word, if we confess our sins, God will be faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of our iniquities. And so we are welcomed at the table of the Lord, made clean by the blood of the Lamb. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to fellowship with saints of God all over the country, Lord God, who have the same testimony that Jesus is Lord. Thank you for making us part of the family of faith who have ever believed, and the promises upon which we stand today, you promised long ago, and are being fulfilled even now, and shall be in the kingdom to come. We pray to consecrate the elements that we use to be signs of our faith, but more so than that, consecrate each and every one in the sound of my voice to receive the gospel, respond with obedience, respond with faith, respond lovingly, Lord God, as you have shown us how to love God, ourselves, and our neighbor. Let it be so according to your word and your will. Bless this time of sharing, this celebration, this feast, Lord God, of the Lord in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. As you have set aside your bread or crackers to be signs of the body of Christ and your fruit juice as signs of his shed blood, thank God these elements are consecrated for the Master's use today. So let us take the bread. This is my body which is broken for you, saith the Lord. And let us eat together. Dear Lord, we thank you for the Word made flesh, dwelling among us, showing us the love of God, showing us how to walk in the way of righteousness. Dwell with us so that we, Lord God, can be pleasing in your sight, so that we can get it right, Lord God, so that we can show the world, Lord God, how to live in a way that is blessed and pleasing to the Lord our God who gave us life. We ask in the name of Jesus. Let us now take the cup. We thank you, Lord God, for the poured out blood. We thank you for this cup as a sign of our faith that in the blood is our redemption, our cleansing, our hope, and our deliverance. Let us take and drink together. This is my blood shed for remission of your sins. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And may that which we receive continue to bless over and over again, day by day, we walk closer in communion with you. So let it be. Glory be to God. Amen.
Trinity Inspirational Choir, come on in. Thank you, thank you. I want to thank our global audience for tuning in today and each and every Sunday to, first of all, the Gospel Explosion, then Hope is Alive. coming to you each and every Sunday. We can start a little early here on the East Coast. We start the Gospel Explosion at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It makes them a bit earlier on the West, 7 a.m. on the West and now 9 Central Time, followed by Hope is Alive, noon on the West, and also 3 o'clock on the East and 2 Central. I want to welcome back our pastor, Dr. Michael Andrew Owens. We're going to have a conversation with him, and I'm going to talk a little bit about his sermon, that powerful sermon. Dr. Owens, good afternoon again, sir.
Good afternoon. God bless you on this, Lord.
Amen. Amen. All right. You know, I took from your sermon, you were talking about, and I'm paraphrasing, obviously, and what I summed it up to be, who's on the Lord's side? And it seemed like some of us are confused what it means to serve the Lord. You know, you have from politicians to anybody in society now, they seem to be able to throw that around loosely. Yeah, I believe in God. I believe in God. Yet they won't do anything to improve on society or help society, uplift a brother, encourage a brother or a sister or no matter who it is. I won't even give them a piece of bread. It's easy to go out on Sunday mornings, get all dressed up, your brand new car or your fancy car, whatever it is, and think you've done enough. I want you to address that a little bit about people who think that they're on the Lord's side. Do they really think that, or are they using that as a shield?
Well, you know, the Lord does not appreciate having his name used in vain, and it's used in vain when we call on the Lord and say, Lord, Lord, but we do not what he says. So it's not difficult to match up what's being done with what is being said if it's in alignment. But if we're talking righteousness, we're talking truth, we're talking love, and there's nobody being fed, there's nobody being healed, there's nobody being helped, then we know that the Lord is not being truly represented, because when he announced what he was about, he said, I've come to set the captives free, I've come to heal brokenness, I've come to mend the bruises, I've come to feed the hungry, I've come to seek and save the lost. If we're not doing the same thing, then we're not representing him, and he's not going to bless what we do. Mm-hmm. So they can talk all they want to, they can show up in the churches all they want to, but the word says the Lord knoweth them that are his.
Amen.
And so we had politicians come through today. Amen. And I'm not the judge or jury on what their motives are, but if they ask for prayer, I'm going to pray for them and then hope that they'll leave the sanctuary to go out and make the world a better place. And the Lord says, you shall know them by their fruits. So when we go to the polls, we can take our fruit basket with us, and if they haven't put anything in it, we know they're not the ones who should win it. I like that. If they don't put fruit in it, they are not winning.
I couldn't have answered that better. Absolutely. We're judged by our fruits. That's the thing about it, you know, in politics today, they will throw it around. You have these, I don't know, I can't judge either, but what I see is what I can go by, and you can see they were speaking one thing and doing something entirely different. I want to cut child's food programs out. Health benefits for our children and women. Taking away women's rights, allowing people to starve. I mean, I don't, how can you say you believe or you love the Lord, yet you are mistreating his people, especially if you are in a position to do something about it? I think that's the thing that disturbs me mostly about anything like that. Got something, this one is sort of deep. Christian nationalism. People who say, yep, I'm a Christian nationalist. This country was founded on Christianity. I mean, you know, and Jesus Christ and therefore. And a lot of these people that's spouting Christian nationalism, they are out carrying AR-15s or they are supporting gun rights. They don't want to do anything about school shootings or our children that are being murdered or this overwhelming amount of guns that's here in this country. there are more guns in the country than there are people. But yet they don't want to do anything about it. I want you to address, what is, in your opinion, Christian nationalism?
You know, I've just started to hear that phrase myself, and what I'm discerning is that it's a form of wanting the name to go on before the quality goes in. Mm. You know, there's an old commercial appeal where they used to say the quality must go in before the name goes on, where now they want the name to go on before the quality is demonstrated, as if they want to be accredited merit before it's deserved. Mm. So they want to say nation is Christian just by virtue of it, some of its historical roots. But if what has grown from the roots is not Christ-like, then you can't bear the name. Mm-hmm. So if what comes out of, you may be rooted in Christian values, but if what has grown up out of the ground of our history is weeds, the weeds of racism, discrimination, prejudice, power mongering, militarism, and elitism, you know, to the extent that the least of these are really shoved aside and not cared for by those who occupy the halls of power, then you can't claim the name where there is no fruit. You can't have the name of Christ bestowed upon when you are not about any policies that serve his people. So Christian nationalism is really wanting the name to go on, to want the name to be bestowed before there's any demonstration of alignment with true Christian values and virtues. They just want it to be assumed because you're a part of the nation, that you're a part of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And that is not the case. The nation is not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is wherever there is righteousness and right decisions being made, as Christ has given us his lessons about how to love. You can't rise up to that standard. You can't bear the name. You can be in the nation, but you can't be in the kingdom.
I wish you would take a trip up to Capitol Hill and go on the floor and tell me and break it down to them, because I think that it is an abomination, you know, to say how much you love the Lord and turn around and you want to harm his people. I think it's an abomination. Wow. I'm going to switch it up a little bit, Dr. Owens. Let's go on something a little bit lighter. What is happening in at New Hope this spring, upcoming spring? What do you guys have planned?
Well, the season of Lent is already upon us, and this year, the climax of that period is Holy Week, you know, between Palm Sunday and Easter, Resurrection Sunday, and this year it comes earlier. It comes in March as opposed to April. So we're already in that tractor beam, if you will, being focused on Christ and his life and his work and what that means for us as the church and his disciples. So, you know, we'll be fasting and praying. We'll be celebrating Holy Week with Monday, Thursday, communion on Thursday, and Good Friday, seven last words per se, but I have another format I call Close Encounters on the Road to Calvary, where several preachers preach from various encounters Jesus had with persons as he made his way from his triumphal entry to the hill called Calvary at the day of his crucifixion. And that's always a potent experience. And then on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, we will have two services as opposed to our regular one service. The services will be at 7 o'clock and 9:30 a.m. with breakfast in between. So we're looking forward to each step along this way up to that time, and just praying for a breakthrough in the life of our church, where more of our people will come back, more people will become involved, and lend themselves to service, not just the worship of the Lord, but the service of the Lord. Because it's time now to put COVID behind us as an excuse for staying home and not getting involved and participating. You know, boo on that, as kids would say. Time to live in the blessing of having survived that.
Amen.
And give our strength to what it means to be the church again.
You know, I still have to thank you again, because when we had that, when that COVID ordeal broke out, you were one of the leaders in the community to make sure that everyone got their shots, and I really appreciated that. I thought that was quite a service that you did for the community, not only New Hope, but the community. My hat's off to you for that, sir. I'd like to also ask you if there's something that you want to share with our audience right now before you close us out in prayer. What is it that I didn't ask that you wanted to share?
Well, it certainly is time to be conscientious in our citizenship and get out and vote. To be conscientious about who and what we're voting for, because we're living in a time when it is abundantly clear how elections impact the quality of life for so many people. You know, decisions that the Supreme Court is making, legislation that's coming out of Congress, and legislation that can't get out of Congress simply because of the gridlock of folk who can't get on one accord. And so if we really want God said through the prophets, I'm going to put the government on my shoulders, but he's still working through people who are like-minded with him, people who share his heart and his cause. And if that is you, if that is me, then we need to vote our conscience, vote according to what we believe the standard of social justice is and righteousness is, as it's played out in our society, and do our part. So I'm encouraging all to be conscientious and go vote, and let the Lord use that as an instrument of positive and blessed change, so we can become a beloved community like the Lord envisioned.
I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Well, with that, Dr. Owens, I want to thank you again. And ladies and gentlemen, you can listen to a live sermon that's coming right out of San Bernardino, California, each and every Sunday, 12 noon out there on the West Coast, 11 Central, no, I'm sorry, 2 Central and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Times. And if you'll be so kind, sir, to close us out in prayer.
In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let us never be ashamed, O Lord. But let us be bold to declare that Jesus lives and that Jesus saves. Look what he's done for me. Look what he's done for us who have become the body of Christ and the nation of the Lord Jesus Christ in this world. Have your way in us, Lord God. Let the word that has been declared in our ears be received in our hearts and practiced in our living. Bless every ear that's heard and every heart that has received. And from coast to coast, Lord God, all around the globe, as this signal travels, we pray that the word may not come back void, but there will be those who will be convicted and committed and follow through to be Christ-like in our living. Let it be so according to your word and your will through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Owens, and I want to thank our Global Owens for listening each and every Sunday and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. This has been Hope is Alive on Studio W The Buzz.
Your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, it won't be the So you tell me, you've been to your physician, but look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe, there's healing for your mind. Body and your soul, yes there is, hallelujah, God can heal,
God can heal,
oh, yeah.
he can heal,
and he can mend a broken,
he can mend your broken
Oh, yes, you will. Thank you, Lord. God knows about your situation. But with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch you, heal you. Oh, he'll set you free. Yes, he will. God, you promised me. Said he would. How can he?
Yes, you can.
Can deliver, Lord.
He can.
You will win my
brokenness.
You leave this building. My prayer for everyone in here is that you'll have your healing. Once God worked a miracle to feed your needs, go tell them. Mended my broken.
He has mended my brokenness.
Give me a miracle.
Give me a miracle.
Just to fit.
To fit my need.
Can I get a witness in here? That you can lift your hands and say. Thank you, Lord.